is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Turkish forces shelled northern Syria on Monday, pressing a campaign to push Kurdish militia out of the Afrin area. The Kurdish militia YPG also reported clashes Monday with Turkish forces northwest of Afrin. Turkish Deputy Prime Minister Mehmet Sismek said in addition to being brief, the military offensive would serve to reduce Turkey's terror risk. Ankara accuses the YPG, which controls Afrin, of being linked to an insurgency inside Turkey. The militia is a key ally of Turkey's U.S. NATO partner in its war against the Islamic State group. Afghan government forces ended an overnight siege Sunday at Kabul's Intercontinental Hotel that resulted in multiple deaths and injuries, including the deaths of 14 nationals. During the attack, some people attempted to flee the property, like this hotel baker. He said that after the attackers shot through the door he was in the room, he jumped from a fifth-floor window to escape. Interior Ministry spokesman Nasrat Rahimi told VOA the last surviving attacker blew himself up midday on Sunday, setting fire to the sixth floor where he had been holed up. The siege lasted nearly 14 hours, during which six assailants either blew themselves up or were gunned down by Afghan forces. The repatriation of Rohingya Muslim refugees to Myanmar from Bangladesh has been delayed. Many of the refugees have balked at the prospect of returning to Myanmar. Aid workers and the Rohingyas are concerned that refugees will be forced to return to a place that they fled just only a few months ago. This is VOA News. Hundreds of volunteers took part in an evacuation drill, first for the Japanese capital of Tokyo, to prepare for the possibility of a North Korean missile strike on the country. Rosanna Philpott has that story.
A North Korean nuclear attack drill in Tokyo Monday. It's the Japanese capital's first missile evacuation practice, with hundreds of volunteers at this amusement park taking cover in a nearby subway station. Some were told to stay on the rides until it was time to flee, meant to simulate the sudden emergency of a possible missile strike by Pyongyang.
It's a situation where we won't know what's happening around us. We're only hearing the noise and bits of information, so I felt that being told where to go helped in terms of knowing what to do.
Despite hopes North Korea heading to the Winter Games may help calm things down in Asia, Japan believes the threat from Pyongyang is growing.
That was reporter Rosanna Philpott. Grace Lee reports that a court in Vietnam sentenced one former official from the State Oil and Gas Petroleum Group, PetroVietnam, to life in prison and another for 13 years for embezzlement and violating state rules amid a widespread corruption crackdown.
Jail time for two high-profile targets of a Vietnamese crackdown Monday. Both were convicted of embezzling and breaking state rules while working at state oil company PetroVietnam. One of the officials, Dinh La Thăng, is a former Politburo official and the most senior Vietnamese politician to be tried in decades. The other, Chinh Xuân Thanh, made headlines last year when Germany accused Vietnam of kidnapping him from a park in Berlin. He'll now be spending life in prison. Their sentences end a trial of almost two dozen people, all of whom are connected in some way to PetroVietnam. It's part of an unprecedented anti-corruption campaign waged by officials revolving around banking and energy.
Reporter Grace Lee. Vice President Mike Pence kicked off his visit to Israel on Monday morning, meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
And it is my great honor, on behalf of the President of the United States, to be in Israel's capital, Jerusalem.
Netanyahu told Pence it was the first time a visiting dignitary could utter those three words. Along with him, he thanked President Donald Trump's historic recognition of Jerusalem. The decision, though, has infuriated the Palestinians, whom Pence has not held a meeting with, and also upset America's Arab allies. Spain's state prosecutors asked the country's Supreme Court Monday to reactivate an international arrest warrant for former Catalan leader Carlos Puigdemont. Puigdemont is in Denmark to take part in a debate on Catalonia at the University of Copenhagen on Monday and meet Danish lawmakers Tuesday. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Best music today. The voice.